The Worst Journey in the World by Apsley Cherry Garrard. 1. From England to South Africa. Take a bowsy short leave of your nymphs on the shore, and silence their mourning with vows of returning, though never intending to visit them more. Dido and Aeneas. Scott used to say that the worst part of an expedition was over when the preparation was finished. So no doubt it was with a sigh of relief that he saw the Terra Nova out from Cardiff into the Atlantic on the 15th of June, 1910. Cardiff had given the expedition a most generous and enthusiastic send-off, and Scott announced that it should be his first port on returning to England. Just 3 years more, and the Terra Nova, worked back from New Zealand by Pennell, reached Cardiff again on the 14th of June, 1913, and paid off there. From the first, everything was informal and most pleasant, and those who had the good fortune to help in working the ship out to New Zealand under steam or sail must, in spite of 5 months of considerable discomfort and very hard work, look back upon the voyage as one of the very happiest times of the expedition. To some of us, perhaps, the voyage out, the 3 weeks in the pack ice going south, and the Robinson Crusoe life at Hut Point are the pleasantest of many happy memories. Scott made a great point that, so far as was possible, the personnel of the expedition must go out with the Terra Nova. Possibly he gave instructions that they were to be worked hard, and no doubt it was a good opportunity of testing our mettle. We had been chosen out of 8,000 volunteers, executive officers, scientific staff, crew and all. We differed entirely from the crew of an ordinary merchant ship, both in our personnel and in our methods of working. The executive officers were drawn...